Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to support individuals who are experiencing life changes and help them step into their greatness with confidence so that they can live life to its fullest. So I am super excited to introduce Sonia Stewart Gordon. Now, Sonia is a human resource practitioner with over 20 years experience in that field, retiring as the director of human resource and administrator for one of Jamaica's major distribution companies. Her passion for helping people achieve their full potential has led her into the field of coaching, an extension of the work she previously did in her human resource role. Now, as a life transition coach, Sonia supports clients to successfully navigate the various life changes they encounter along life's journey, with specific focus on retirement, career changes, and with women experiencing divorce, enabling them to step into their greatness and live life to its fullest. Our experience as a human resource practitioner, a divorcee, and a retiree has equipped her with the know-how to provide the guidance needed for her clients. Now, she's a certified behavioral coach, as well as a certified law of attraction coach, and she's currently finalizing studies towards being a certified strategic intervention coach. Now, Sonia gets her satisfaction from knowing that her interactions with individuals have had a positive impact on their lives and is elated when these individuals share their successes with her. Well, welcome, Sonia. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people, you know, navigate and gracefully handle these difficult times in their lives, you know, when they're facing challenges through transitions, specifically with a retirement or career changes or women facing divorce. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Okay.
And Sonia, now top of my mind is exactly what prompted you? What was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, as my bio states, Wendy, I've always had a passion for helping people. It has been a passion of mine ever since I was a child. And this is something that has stayed with me. So having worked in the area of human resource, and as a matter of fact, you know, there are times when people say that something chose them, a career chose them. That was right. Not my case. I deliberately looked at the various disciplines which were there and decided that human resource was where I wanted to be because that would have given me the satisfaction and the opportunity to help people. So it was a deliberate decision on my part. So having served in that area, having been successful and having, you know, had persons benefited from my interactions with them, then naturally, in my retired years, I had to continue that work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And therefore, going into coaching was a no-brainer for me. Mm-hmm. In my job as a human resource practitioner, there I had to balance the needs of the company and the needs of the employee. But as a coach, I'm focusing now fully on the needs of the clients. Mm-hmm. So that things I could say, could not say, or encourage or support in my former life, I can now freely do that.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Because I'm looking out for what is the best for the client.
Right, right. Yeah, that's very liberating to be able to have that freedom and not feel like you're needing to stay within the boundaries of, you know, protocols that maybe were established that you weren't quite aligned with. It sounds like you have been able to really spread your wings and not only stay aligned with that, you know, true, authentic purpose that you have, you know, realized for yourself, but then take this to a whole new level of impact.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's great. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
2 years.
Okay.
I have been in my coaching practice, and no, my vision has not changed, because, you know, Wendy, life happens. Mm-hmm. And my vision is to support persons to successfully navigate these life changes, whatever these changes are. Okay. I want my clients to see that life will happen, but it can happen for them instead of to them.
Right. Right.
And that's very important to me. So yes, things are going to happen to us. So you got married and you thought you would have been living happily ever after. You are now divorced. Yes, go to the pity party, but do not stay there. Mm-hmm. Pick yourself up and let's move on. You may be in a job that you're not enjoying. What do you do about that? Do you stay there because it put food on your table at the end of the month? Or do you critically assess yourself and say, okay, I'm really not enjoying this. What should I do? How should I move forward?
Right.
You know, so it really has not changed, because at the end of the day, I must make a positive impact on the lives of my clients.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, with each of these areas, retirement, career changes, and divorce, those are huge life changes. And
they are.
We can get in our own way and keep ourselves in that pity party. And so I just love that you are really the bridge or the conduit for people to go through the process, face the change, and end up in that version of themselves that really brings that fullness and true happiness to their lives. So yeah, I love that you've stayed within that connection of really, at the end of the day, that's what's most important. Don't stay stuck in the pity party. Let's get on with it.
That's right.
Yeah,
and Wendy, we all are destined for greatness. We're all destined for greatness. Mm-hmm. Whether or not we do what is necessary to step into that greatness is another matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I am here to say, you can. I believe in you. You can.
Nice. Yeah, that's powerful. And we all need to hear that. I don't care how successful it appears from the outside. I think everybody reaches those plateaus for that next level of greatness, you know,
that's right.
Lean into. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building this coaching practice?
Oh, good question. No, my main challenges, two main challenges, is what I call the techie stuff, mm-hmm. the technology part of it,
right.
which I've had to be learning, and the marketing. So I've never seen myself as a marketer. And the tech stuff, I worked in an environment where whatever I need done, I just say what it is I need to be done and it gets done.
Right. Somebody else does that.
Somebody else does it. No, you know, I have to be learning those very things,
right.
which I never had to pay attention to.
There's a new hat with your name on it.
Exactly. But that's okay. I'm learning.
Yes.
But the marketing is where I would say, if I were to say which of the two it would be, is it greater, it would be the marketing. Mm-hmm. By nature, I'm introverted.
Right.
So I do my work behind the scenes. I produce the results. People benefit from my interactions with them. But and that's how I have been comfortable. Mm-hmm. But by stepping out in my coaching business, I realize that I have to change that. And, you know, borrowing a description from my virtual mentor, Jack Canfield, he describes himself as being a situational extrovert. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So you rise to the occasion
rise
as
to the
needed
occasion.
And yes. Then go back to your normal way of just, you know, not necessarily not putting yourself out there, because you have chosen, you know, to be a coach, which means you have to get out there.
I have to.
People. So
I have to.
So obviously you're not a complete introvert, because you have the courage and tenacity to take your work out into the world in a big way and overcome those fears or those blocks. So, well, can you share with us maybe a technique that you've used to overcome, or maybe how you are a situational extrovert, you know, how you have dealt with being an introvert, but yet still are making a big impact? Can you share maybe a technique that you utilize?
So one of the things I've done, and especially recognizing that to go global, I needed to put myself out there. And I've decided to get myself trained so that I am a little more comfortable being visible. Mm-hmm. I was never, for example, a Facebook person. You never get me doing a Facebook Live.
Right.
But this is something that I'm now doing. And I'm doing it because I recognize that I have to in order to expand my reach.
Right.
So it's a necessity.
Right. So do you just tell yourself, okay, we're going to do this? Or do you have a technique that helps you kind of shift into that situational extrovert?
Whenever I have to do this, I see myself, I put myself in front of my staff in my former life.
Mm, nice.
Where I have to conduct staff meetings. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a choice. I have to. And I have to find the muscle.
Nice.
To do that. Right. So I put myself in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you held a director level role.
Exactly.
Within the corporation. So yeah, you were front and center many times and leading groups and leading initiatives and
events and all of those mm-hmm. things. I was the person, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. So, I love that, where you really just kind of tap into a previous role where you, like you said, it's a muscle memory, and carry that forward into this role. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. I know that that's very beneficial, because it's pretty common for people to be on some spectrum of introvert, and it's not necessarily a natural feeling to want to just, hey, let's just, you know, get out there and Facebook Lives and connect,
right.
And let's set up a group and let's hang out.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, Sonia, you're obviously an expert at helping people successfully navigate these challenging life transitions, you know, career changes, retirements, and even divorce. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Speaking of being an introvert, now this is a very different skill set. Do you have
that
any challenges
is,
or frustration?
That is so correct. That is so correct, Wendy. Mm-hmm. For me, the important thing is making that positive impact on the lives of individuals with whom I interact.
Right.
So initially, money was never the problem for me. Mm. You know, I found it difficult to even speak money, because in the forefront of my mind, helping people making their lives better was all that mattered.
Right.
And once I could do that, I was happy. Mm-hmm. But I recognize that as I launch out on my own business, I had to have a shift in my mindset.
Right.
There was no two ways about it. So therefore, I'm learning. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning. I'm still in the learning process. I'm better at it, but I'm still in that learning process. Mm-hmm. Because I recognize that also that when clients pay for the service or the support that they receive, it makes a big difference to them.
Sure. Oh yeah. When they've invested not only their time, but their resources.
Their financial resources. Yes.
And they're more committed. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I'd love to give you a little insight around feeling more at ease around, you know, charging fees, asking for an investment, if you'd like. I have a few little tips that I think might help you shift your mindset.
Okay.
So, and this is, for me, it's interesting that you were able to kind of switch back or reconnect with the role that you had as a director of human resources and your administration. Mm-hmm. So you are able to reconnect with that and bring that forward. I'm curious here, did you get paid for that role?
I did.
Yeah, I bet you did. Did you feel like you were hurting the corporation or taking anything away from them by asking for a salary?
No.
No, of course not. And I'm assuming that you probably even received raises along the way. They promoted you, or you didn't just land in the director role. They probably promoted you and gave you even more money.
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm trying to connect the dots here for you. So you didn't have to talk every time you did something about, you know, okay, corporation, I just did this, so that will be this amount of a fee. You didn't have to do that, obviously. It was just built into your, you know, you were expected to work and you expected to get paid. It was
That's
just
right.
an expectation. So it was an expectation. And you knew that you were delivering value and your company was benefiting from that work that you were doing, and you were making a big difference. And it would be crazy for you to just call up your, you know, VP or whoever was ahead of you and say, you know what, I've decided that I'm not going to be accepting any pay. Mm-hmm. That would be crazy. That would be, they think, Sonia, what's going on with you? Did you fall and hit your head or something?
Yes, they would think that something has gone wrong with me.
Right. And I understand there's a big gap here between a giant corporation paying your salary versus an individual, maybe a woman that's just facing divorce and know that she's going to be having to, you know, rely on alimony or dividing all the assets, and limited things are going on financially. But I'm also asking you to maybe take ownership of the fact that you were a professional in that role as a director, and you're a professional in this role. And I don't think you would ever ask, say, another professional to do their work for free, where you gained valuable return, you know, for their time. And so just stepping into and owning and not making the money part a big deal is a huge mindset shift. If you can just take your focus off of the money, you know, you obviously establish your fees. Your fees are your fees. Your salary was your salary. You were paid, you were paid, period. That's just, we breathe air, we drink water, we get financial rewards so that we can live and survive and flourish. So if you take your focus off of the money and you put your focus more on the outcomes of your work as you're speaking with a potential client, and the money just is, it's just, that's how we do business. Then I think it will help ease some of this stress that you are owning, you know, that's hanging over you and not wanting to charge people fees, you know, and feeling bad about charging fees, because we all expect to pay fees for a professional. And your expertise of, my goodness, how many years were you in that, you know, role? Over 20 years of experience that people are having direct access to. And so it's not like you're fly by night and you just opened up a book and then you decided to go into coaching. No, you have a vast expanse of knowledge that you're giving people access to, and your compassion and your own unique outlook. So my recommendation is to just shift your focus and not just land on this dollar amount when you're coming to that phase of the enrollment conversation, and instead just have that be part of the conversation and focus more on the outcomes. Does that help?
It does. It does. Thank you. It does.
It might not be a quick fix, but it will definitely shift the needle and help you just take that pressure off of charging a fee and more just accepting the fee.
You see, it's, I know that charging a fee has to be, but my bigger concern is for persons who, you know, I know definitely need the support, but they are not able to, or in my estimation, let me correct that.
Right.
In my estimation, I'm saying, you know, they may not be able to, but I want to give them the support, because I know that by giving them the support, they'll be able to better their lives.
Right, of course. And that stands to reason. But then the solution there is there are varying ways to work with you. The free version is through your Facebook group, where you provide some insights and you can provide a level of support that still helps them and supports them in some way, but it's not giving of your one-on-one time, because that's prime. That's VIP time. But you can still be supporting people in a different way, but giving of your precious one-on-one time has to be for those people that can see the means to find the resources to not only commit through time, but financially. Yeah. And then
thanks for that, Wendy.
Yeah. These other opportunities where then you can support those who might not have the full financial ability to work with you one-on-one. So you're not turning people away. You're just supporting them in a different way.
In different ways. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully that'll help you just really put boundaries around the preciousness of your hours, your day-to-day life, and keep that balance for you, because you're the best version of you when you show up in a way that doesn't spread too thin and you're wondering if you're going to be able to keep the lights on.
that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah. I think the saying is put your oxygen mask on yourself
first. Yes.
And then support those around you. So you have to, we're not being unrealistic here and just honoring the fact you need to be in a very cared for position as an expert, just like they did for you as a director at the corporation. They cared for you.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, and I'm curious here, speaking of, caring for people through hardship, the pandemic has been going on now for way too long. I believe we are coming to the final phase of it. Fingers crossed.
I really hope so, Wendy.
But I'm curious, what has been the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Well, Wendy, so many persons have lost their jobs. You have situations where even in the homes, things are different because they work from home, children are at home, online schooling. And it has caused a new dimension for individuals. So support in terms of, okay, so you have lost your job. How do you move forward?
Right.
Your situation at home, children are at home, you're working from home. How do you navigate around that kind of a change? And at the same time, being able to do what you're supposed to do as far as your job is concerned, but that parent role now becomes even more demanding.
Right.
So persons who would not have been going on retirement at this point in time, corporations are using the opportunity to say early retirement. They are not prepared for that at this point in time. So in addition to the pandemic, they are being told it's retirement time. And for some of these people, they didn't even have a plan in place. They weren't working on their retirement. as far as they are concerned, oh, it's down the road. But no, it's right here. No. Right.
Yep.
So it's a whole new dynamics. And that's where my support is even more critical right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that is, those unexpected changes are really what sets us into a tailspin and, yes, and creates that panic.
Yes.
And those areas are really where, you know, support is needed to be able to land back firmly on your feet. So
that's right.
So, Sonia, so how do you work with people who want to, you know, navigate successfully those life changes, you know, specifically career changes or retirement or even women facing divorce? Can you, you know, share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Well, first of all, Wendy, in order for me to give the kind of support that is necessary, I need to have an idea, get some sense of what's happening in the lives of the clients. Mm-hmm. So a client may come to a coaching session with a particular intention, but then I use my transformational life zone guide to drill down to the various segments of their lives. And oftentimes you find that having had a critical look at their lives using the life zone guide, that that original intention that they came to the session with has shifted.
Oh.
Because by going through, by doing the assessment, they realize that there is even a greater need. So what the tool does is to analyze the various aspects of their lives, and then for them to now determine, based on this, what is most important for me at this point, mm-hmm, in order for me to move forward, and even to go back, to allow me to go back to what my original intention was. But the original intention for the session may have to be put aside and deal with some other matters, and then you go back there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that makes sense, because sometimes that clarity is not something that we possess when these situations have occurred.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds like your process is very methodical, but yet individualized for where the person is at with what's been going on in their life and really where they see themselves going, but putting in that priority as to what, you know, first to work on in order to be able to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So having done that, I use what I call my GVA system that supports the life zone guide. And, you know, that having decided where is the crucial areas, then we move from that into identifying what goals are needed to move you to where you want to go. Develop visualization exercises, affirmations that they can use in their daily routine to support whatever goals they are setting to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you called that a GVA.
GVA. My GVA system.
GVA system. Okay, great. And so that then fills in the kind of the missing links for them to be able to achieve that transition.
That's right.
Nice. That sounds fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
My business page, Leaning Into Life Transitions with an S at the end. That's my Facebook business page.
Okay.
And in order to speak with me directly, listeners can send me a direct message.
Okay.
Via that.
Great.
Or I have a calendar scheduler, which could also be used.
Is this a complimentary session?
A complimentary.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great. And so they can chat with you about what's going on in their life and gain some clarity.
Right. And okay, we determine the way forward.
Okay, perfect. I will, you know, for our listeners, you can find that link in the show notes to Sonia's calendar. So that is, first off, go to your Facebook business page, which is Leaning Into Life Transitions, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. And they can learn more about this work you're doing and even grab a time slot with you.
That's correct.
All right, fantastic. Well, Sonia, you have already shared so much wisdom and golden nuggets here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Believe in yourself and your ability to make a difference in the world.
Nice.
If you believe that you're doing, that what you're doing is your calling and your passion, continue to give value. Mm-hmm. And by continuing to give value, referrals and testimonials will start pouring in.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. Oh, putting that focus on always giving value. But before that, you know, what's so critical is just to always have that belief in yourself, in your vision, and your ability to make a difference.
That's correct.
Powerful. I love that. Thank you, Sonia, for sharing that. That's definitely powerful. And I feel like you have walked that talk.
I have.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sonia, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your experience within your human resource practitioner role, as well as going through retirement, in, you know, entering into that phase of your life, as well as dealing with, you know, facing divorce and transitioning through all those areas, gaining further wisdom and expertise and life experience. And now this impactful work you're doing as a life transition coach, helping others successfully navigate the various life changes they encounter along life's journey, with specific focus on retirement, career changes, and women experiencing divorce, enabling those different, you know, walks and times in life to be transitioned through gracefully, so that people can really step into their greatness and live life to its fullest. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
It was a pleasure being here as well. And thank you for having me.
Yes. And for all our listeners, remember, you can reach Sonia Stewart Gordon through her Facebook business page, and that is Leaning Into Life Transitions. And you can direct message her from that, as well as take a look at the show notes. And if you're facing one of those life transitions, request a time slot so that you can have a consultation or a conversation with Sonia and just really gain some clarity around what's important during that time, because those are very difficult life transition times that can be, you know, quite overwhelming. So again, that's Leaning Into Life Transitions is the Facebook business page, and the link to her calendar is in the show notes. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sonia Stewart Gordon. And as always, here's to your success.